come back for you. Why is the devil?
Buddy Ace, Love of Mine. Oh, this is how we do it here on the Buzz Studio W, your global radio network. And now, get ready for Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. All right, all right, all right. Hey, good evening, Miss Penny. Uh-oh, there you are. Hold on 1 second. Let me do this. Miss Penny, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was enjoying that music by Buddy Ace there. Yes, 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 yes. Anyway,
you be jamming.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Oh, yes, we do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always something going here. At the Buzz, right? And so now it's time for Let's Talk About It. What is Miss Penny talking about today?
I'm talking about giving back.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to step aside and let you do your thing.
Hello, hello. How y'all doing? This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. Today, I just really want to talk about giving back. And that's what we need to start doing. Let me know how your weather is doing. I know we have people all over the globe that listen to us, and I just want to know how your weather is doing, where you're at. It was a little chilly here in Virginia today, and it was raining. It was raining yesterday, and, it's raining today, but the rain stopped and the weather was pretty good. It was kind of warm after it stopped raining. Let me know how your weather's doing and how you're doing. And like I said on my last couple sessions, you know, this is the time of the year, Christmas. People get down, depressed, lonely, sad. Let us know how you're doing. If you need somebody to reach out to talk to, do that. You know, don't sit there and feel like there's nobody out there for you. Trust me. It's some people out here that have a listening ear for to help you get through what you're coping with or going through. Let me know how your weather is doing. You know, we coming live from Studio W. And if you don't want to listen to us on your laptop or your computer, you always can download the app on your phone. If you got an iPhone, you can go to your Apple Store and put in studio.w. If you have an Android, go to the Play Store and put in Studio W. Or you could just say Alexa, play Studio W. And we also are international. Our website is international. And you could put in for the website, StudioWBuzz.com. That's StudioWBuzz.com. If you go to the website, please subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know how you're liking the show. And you could catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. You could catch us on the LinkedIn. We subscribe to our YouTube channel. Or you can go on Facebook and join the Let's Talk About It membership on Facebook. We have Snapchat. We're located on TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. You can hear us a little bit of everywhere. And we got some great things going on in this radio station. We got comedy shows, other talk shows, and some really good music. So check us out. And share us with your family and friends and let them listen to us. Let us know how you're liking the shows. Like I say, now let's get down to this hot sizzling conversation today. That's what we do it on. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. But first I want to start out, you know, this is the time of giving and receiving, but most people like to receive more than they like to give. So I want to start out by giving a shout out to this young man, Johnny Smith. He have a giveaway, give back to the community. This is the second Christmas he's done that. And he's looking for donations, people to help him with giving toys and clothes to the kids. It's the Sharon Mercer Foundation. And he'll be taking donations until Sunday, December the 18th. You can go to the webpage for the Sharon Mercer Foundation at gmail.com and contact Johnny Euro, Snapchat at IG, and donations. You can help the kids out. You know, this is not about him or anybody else. And just, you know, bring a smile to a child. If you see the angel trees, grab a child name off the angel tree and give back to them. Also, I was down in Phenix City, Alabama this weekend, and I met the mayor and his wife. His wife is one of my classmates, and they have a foundation that they give scholarships to kids down there. And they're going to give out scholarships June the 24th, June of 2024. They take donations. Contact the mayor office and see how you can help these young kids go to college. And I found out that he's giving out over $70,000 of scholarship money. Help out these young kids. Help them get to college. You know, we tired of our kids being on the streets. Let's do something about it. This is in Phenix City, Alabama. His name is Mayor Lowe. And help them out. If you don't want to go to the ball, it's a ball where they give a donation at, where they give the scholarships at. But if you don't want to go to the ball and enjoy yourself, well, just give a donation. Contact his office down there and give some money to the kids to go to college. Let's give back. Change the way you do things this year coming up. Help other people. You know, there are some people that are fortunate enough to have things, but they act like, you know, they don't want to give back to the community and give back to others. And this is the time to give. To me, it's every day is the time to give. When you're blessed with having a little bit more than someone else, hey, it's okay to help someone out. Even when I see people on the corner, people tell me, why do you give them money? You know they're going to probably go buy some alcohol or drugs or something like that. Long as I know what I'm giving from in my heart, I'm giving to you to because you may be hungry or you need to pay a bill or take care of your kids. It's what I feel. I'm the reason why I'm giving it. What you do with it, it don't matter to me. I don't care what they do with the money. I know I gave it from my heart. And there's a lot of people out here that is in need right now. Some of the people that you thought or you think that is doing so good, things has changed. Groceries now went up. Light bills now went up. Clothing now went up. And paychecks and Social Security is not going up to meet those standards and needs of these people. Yes, some of them get a Social Security check, some of them get a welfare check, some of them get a check from their job. But is it covering everything that they need? Food, clothes, pay the light bill, the water bill, taking care of the kids, you know, school clothes, and every activity that kids try to join nowadays, football, basketball, cheerleader, any programs that they have out there, they're not free. They have to pay for these things. And some parents have more than one child that they can't afford it. So that's why a lot of kids don't get to go to activities. And you know, I always have a story. When I was a little girl, the girls club and boys club and all those type of clubs was free. You cheered for free at the youth center. You played football at the youth center for free, but it's not free anymore. So if you got a little extra, give back. I know sometimes if I see somebody in need, I don't mind about sharing. I don't mind about giving. And if these two men, young men, is trying to help these kids wake up in the Christmas morning with a smile on their face, or he's, Mayor Lowe, is trying to help some child go to college, let him help. Pitch in and help. $50, $25, $10, anything will help. Don't do that. I'm not rich. I don't own no mansion. I'm not riding in no Lamborghini. I don't have no $1 million in my bank account, but I try to help out. And if you can't help out with money, volunteer. I know some elderly woman, a man in a nursing home that would love to have somebody to volunteer and come there and talk to them or read a book to. So just because you have a little bit more than someone else, don't be selfish. Because this is the time of the year that people need someone just to maybe talk to them or sit down with them and just listen to them. Some older people, you don't even have to talk. Just listen, because they have a lot of wisdom and they have a lot of knowledge and they have a lot of stories to tell. And some little kid out there may need shoes or a coat. It's going to be a cold winter. And it's not because the moms and dads don't want to do for their kids. Right now, it's hard time. We are in hard time. And I know that a lot of people say, well, I don't have it to give. Yes, you do. Take a look around. You may have some canned goods in your pantry. You could share canned goods. You may have some old clothes that you're not wearing them. They sitting there. Donate them to the Women's Center. Or donate them to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill. And you gotta be, careful with that, cause a lot of, you know, it used to be free, but a lot of Goodwills and Salvation Army, they are selling stuff. So most of the time I try to donate directly, but it's a tax write-off. When you give to foundations and give to scholarship money to people, this is a tax write-off. So it's okay to give. And just because you know, when kids don't have, you may not believe this, but when kids come to school and they have holes in their shoes, or they may not be wearing Air Jordans, or that's a finest clothes, other kids pick at them. They pick at them. So if you got a little extra, your kids now outgrown their shoes or their clothes and they decent and they nice look, share them. Share them and help some other mother or father out. You can even, if you cook a big meal, it's going to be people standing on the corner come Christmas Eve or Christmas Day that's not going to have any food. They're not going to have anywhere to go to eat. So you can do a couple plates and ride down the street and give them food. I see some lady, she's on TikTok, and she goes around. I don't know if she cooked the food or she buys the food, but she goes around and she passes plates to the homeless. You can say you doing good today, but we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. You can walk in your job and they say you're all laid off. That's just like I watch, y'all know I always have a story. I watch headline news every day. And now I can't watch it because all of a sudden they took it off TV. So everybody got laid. You don't know what is out there for you tomorrow. But you know what? And I'm not trying to make anybody be religious. I'm not. But you know when you give to others and you give it from your heart, that's another blessing coming your way. You may not think it and you may not believe in it, but blessings come your way when you help others. And y'all know me now. Y'all know I always got a story. Me and a young lady, when I was in the military and I was stationed in Virginia, not this part of Chester, Virginia, in Fort Belvoir area up by D.C. And me and another young lady, we used to go to this restaurant. And we used to go in there and sit at the bar part of the restaurant. And we would pick out one of the homeless people sitting in there, and we would give the person that was working the bar part of the restaurant, we would give at least, if we didn't give $15, we gave $20. And we would tell them to give that money to that person. And one day, the guy asked us, why do you do that? All they're going to do is take this money and go outside and buy some drugs. And I said, it's none of your business why we do it. But we're doing it from our heart. It don't matter what they do with this money. It doesn't matter. When you find people out here that's willing to help, then don't try to block their blessing. Because they're going to get blessed for helping that person. So don't tell people, oh, I don't know why you do this, or I wouldn't give to them, or I wouldn't take my clothes and give to them. Why not? Don't block somebody else's blessing because you don't want a blessing. Everybody wants to give so much and buy so much for Christmas. Because they say that's that time, this is this time of the year, or that time of the year. Buy every day, give every day to somebody. And I know some of y'all maybe got kids, got toys that they don't play with. It's some child out there that's unfortunate, don't have any toys. And may not wake up in the Christmas morning with any toys. And I know some of these toys that some of these kids have not even touched from last year. I know my grandkids have toys that they have not touched since last year. And I don't mind about giving them away to somebody. But some people just feel like that they don't have to give. But you're missing out on your blessing. You're definitely missing out on a blessing. And find an angel tree, the Salvation Army, where they ring the bell at. Donate, give. If it's not but a dollar help. Somebody say hello, hello. Whatever you got. Because there's some people out here we're struggling, that are struggling. And they can't seem like they can't get out of this hole. After COVID hit, it made it worse. And some business had to shut down. People lost their jobs. And this right here is going to be kind of funny what I'm about to say. But the PPP money, they have spent up their PPP money. So they ain't got no more PPP money. So it's hard. Time is hard. COVID did it to all of us. A lot of us got hit hard with COVID. And some of us was blessed that it didn't interfere or didn't take away or from our lifestyle. A lot of people lost their homes. A lot of people lost their jobs. Some families went to from a two income family to a one income family. But when you got people that's willing to get out and really, I'm being honest, and this is gonna sound kinda, everybody may say, well, why would the mayor have to beg? Or why would this young man have to beg? This young man that has the Sharon Mercer Foundation, he don't even have kids, don't have a wife. It's just him. And he's doing this for these kids. Mr. Lowe, Mayor Lowe, he got a job. I'm just about for sure all his kids is grown. His wife have a job. So he's doing this from the kindness of his heart. So they don't have to do this. Some people care. Be one of those people that care. I'm going to ask you this. If you was down and didn't have, wouldn't you want somebody to help you? If you had kids and they wanted to go to college and you knew that this foundation scholarship was out there and you knew you didn't have enough money that this would help your child, wouldn't you want somebody to give to your child? If you lost your job and you knew you Christmas is this close and you knew that you didn't want your kids to wake up unhappy Christmas morning, wouldn't you want somebody to give to your kids? And like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of elderly people that don't have nobody to come by and sit with them in those nursing homes, in your neighborhood. I know all of us have elderly people that live in our neighborhood. Some of them kids live far away. And their kids may not can make it home. And they would love to have someone to just stop by and say, hey, do you need someone to go to the store? Do you need something from the store? How you been doing today? And I'm going to tell you a story, y'all. Here we go, y'all. I know y'all always say, here she goes. Miss Penny always have a story. When I was a little girl, in my neighborhood, we would ask the elderly people in the neighborhood, did they want something from the store? Do you need knock on? We used to literally knock on their door and ask them, did they need someone to go to the store for them? And a lot of times we went. And believe it or not, someone would give us a penny. We didn't do it for the money. I know I didn't. But someone would literally give us a penny or a nickel for going to the store. But back then, a nickel was a lot of money. You can get 10 cookies, 2 for a penny. You got 10 cookies for it with a nickel. And now I'm telling y'all really my age, but I'm just being honest. We took care of them. And you didn't disrespect them. So if you listening, this conversation may not help you, but it can and help somebody else. So share it. Invite your family and friend to listen. Cause somebody in your family may have more than what they're willing to share. So share. If you know somebody in your family that have enough that they could share, talk to them. Maybe they will share. They may not know the importance of sharing with someone. They may not know how they can get blessed by sharing or helping someone else. It makes my heart feel joy when I do for other people. It makes me smile when I can help someone else. Somebody say, good evening, Miss Penn. I'm watching and praying. Let's talk about it. All right. But it's like, you just have to think about it and look around at people. When I see people on the streets, and some of them stand in some dangerous areas trying to get a dollar or trying to get some money. I remember I was, and I put it on TikTok. This man was standing at the Wawa, minding his own business. And the people at the Wawa called the police on him. And I was literally saying, y'all leave that man alone. He's out here because he may not have nowhere else to go. Just leave him alone. He's not bothering anybody. He's just sitting there on the ground, minding his own business. Y'all is the one bothering him. He's not bothering anybody. Because it's going to be a cold winter this year. And it's a lot of people that's going to be sleeping outside. Or their lights may be cut off. And don't let this time of the year be the only year time that you give. You give back to your community or you give to others. Is women out here running for their life, hiding in shelters, the women's shelters, the family shelters that needs. They didn't put this, some of them, you may say, well, how did they get there? Really, it's none of my business how they got there. If I can help, I'm going to help. I love to volunteer and do stuff like that. Feed the homeless. It gives my heart warmth. It gives me joy. Because if I ever get like that or get in that position, then I would want somebody to help me. And my mama always told me that you be nice to people and you help people because you never know when one day one of your kids or grandkids may be out there on them streets. Cause she always say, you could stay where you been, but you don't know where you're going. And if you're trying to get somewhere, you don't know how you're going to get there and what steps you got to take to get where you're trying to go. And who you got to go past to get there. So it's okay to help people, but don't let it be once a year. I said this before, give me my flowers, give it to me year round. I don't have to wait. I don't want to wait till my birthday. I don't want to wait till Mother's Day. I may not see Mother's Day, the next Mother's Day. I may not see my next birthday. I may not see the Christmas. Give it to me now. So just think about that. You could pick one person and say, well, this year I'm going to help this person. And if you go to church, look around in your church. It's some elderly women and men in there. Do them a favor and pay their light bill. One bill will make a difference in their life. If you pay one person bill, a light bill or a gas bill, or buy them some grocery or something, that older person it'll make their day. It will make their day. It really would. And you may not believe how grateful they would be for you to do that. And I love to see people out here trying to help other people. And then when they bring it, they make it big. We turn around and don't want to help them. Support each other. We always saying, help each other, help each other. These are two people that are trying to get other people joy. Help bring happiness to other people. It's not hard to give. And if you know some foundations out there that's going on and you want us to talk about it and give them a shout out and try to get them some help, contact Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. You can join our membership, message me on Facebook, and we'll put it out there. We'll try to get them some help. Anybody want to come on the show and talk about their business or what they got going on? Send me a message. We'll bring you on the show. And you can tell people about how you got started doing what you're doing. What gave you the motivation to get ahead? What gave you the motivation to want to help someone? What started you? I would like for Mayor Lowe or his wife to come on my show so they could tell the people what made you start helping or wanting to help these young men and women to go to college. And Johnny Euro, Johnny Smith, I would love for you to come out and tell us what made you start want to help these kids on Christmas. I know you feed the homeless on Thanksgiving. What motivated you to want to do this? Like we had Miss Joyce on the show. She's trying to start a music school in New York. She told us what motivated her. To get the kids off the streets. It's good kids out here that want to do music. And the school is going to be free. They're going to teach them the business, how to get ahead, how to make music, how to write music. It's a lot of people out here. Anybody that's listening, you want to come on and tell about you, what you're doing in life to help others or your business, come on, contact us. You can go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, and you can send it in the comment, put it in the comment. That's studiowbuzz.com. Because there's a lot of people out here that is doing the right thing. And they are happy people. Like I say, y'all know we be having some hot sizzling conversation. This is something to sit around your table and talk about with your family. And ask them, why don't we help somebody? Ask them that question. And ask them, do you want to go in with me and help someone today or this year? And maybe they may say yes. This is a conversation that can be had. You can call, phone a friend. This, like I say, this conversation may not help you, but it may help someone else. So share it. Share it with your family and friends and let them listen to it. It always the conversations that we have on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny is always, it might not always help you, but it can help somebody. And I hope I'm reaching people and trying to help them to share these things, because some of the things that we talk about can help. And that's what I say. We coming live from Studio W. You can listen to us. If you don't want to listen on your laptop or your computer, you can download the app, Studio W app, and you can listen on your, if you have an iPhone, you could go to your Apple store and put in studio.w. If you have Android phone, you can go to the Play Store and put in Studio W. And if you don't feel like that, you can just kick back and say, Alexa, play Studio W. Our website is international. It's studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com. And you can subscribe. If you go to the website, please subscribe and put a comment in. And if you don't, if you want to share the sizzling conversation, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, with someone else, you could go on the website, go to the top, the drop down archive button, and see what shows you want to listen to. You might want to listen to some music that Studio W and I play. They got some good music on this radio station. And also, you could catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, and iTunes. Share with your family and friends. Let us know how we doing. But let's get back to this hot, sizzling conversation. I know some of y'all are sitting back thinking, and I hope you are, thinking about what can I do to help someone this year? What can I do to bring a blessing to someone else? What can I do? Or you may be saying, let me see how much money I got to bring a smile to a child's face on Christmas Day, or bring a smile to a child's face that want to go to college on June of 2024. I don't know the exact date. When I get the date for the ball, the scholarship ball, I will let y'all listeners know. But like I say, you could contact Mayor Lowe in Phenix City, Alabama, and they'll let you know how, what date that they're going to have the ball. But I didn't get to the date. But I just thought it was something that the listeners need to hear, that someone is out there trying to help some kids go to college. And he didn't just start this yesterday. He been started this scholarship fund. So I think some of y'all may be figuring out some people that you can help, or go to the funeral home. You know what you could do? You know those brown paper bags? Make some brown paper bags, get some little kids to color them, and put like apple or orange, some peppermint sticks, and deliver them to some of the nursing home people. You could put a little chocolate candy bar in there, you know, but I would suggest putting peppermint, because if they're diabetic, peppermint help them too. But, you know, fix a little bag and take it around. You don't have to do 100 or 1,000. You could do like 20 bags and give them to 20 different people. That's cheap. That's not a lot of money, you know, and it's fun. You can get your kids or your grandkids or the neighbor kids to color the bags in Christmas colors. Or you could donate some bags to some of the homeless people. They'll love to get that. That's giving back. And you don't think it, but it is sharing. Because there's some people out here, that's living on them streets that don't have no food at all. Maybe you have never been hungry. Maybe you have never been homeless. You've not felt those hungry pains. You've not felt those sad nights sleeping on a cold ground. Have you ever talked to those people and heard their stories? You'll be surprised of where those some of them people that's living on the street come from. All of them didn't come from a poor family. All of them wasn't poor all their lives. Some of them fell on hard times. And when I say hard times, and I know some of y'all may say, well, some of them are drug addicts. That's hard times. What made them become drug addicts? So once they was living the life and they became a drug addict, they fell on hard times. They lost everything. So sometimes sit down and talk to them. They're not bad people. Get to know their story. Cause we all have a story. Yours may not be as bad as the next person's, but we all have a story. And you may think about it that we know where we are being, but we don't know where we're going. And some of our stories, if we think about it back then, it wasn't very good for us either. We just made it. We did better. Because some people don't have that motivation. And that's why who am I to judge? I don't judge people. I don't look down at anybody because they don't have as much as I have. I don't look down at people because they dress different. That's just not me. So just think about it. And if you can help somebody do it. Because some people feel like, because they are made it, they feel like they was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They have an attitude. They are better than other people. Well, you can walk with your head up high and your chest stuck out. But guess what? You can have it today and it could be gone tomorrow. And I remember, y'all know I always have a story. I remember a lady told me that you can drop from the bottom and hit the floor and it won't hurt as hard. But when you up top and you drop to the bottom, that's a hard, long drop. And yes, it hurts. So if you out there listening and you got an extra dollar or an extra $2 or whatever you can give, or you got clothes and shoes and coats that's in your closet or your kids' closet that you're not using, you're not going to wear anymore, donate them. It's a tax write-off. You got toys that your kids, grandkids don't even play with anymore. Now, I'm not talking about giving them some toys that's broke. But, you know, some nice toys, donate them. Give them away. Because some people will clean them up, they'll rewrap them up, they'll wrap them up, and put it up under the tree. And the kids will wake up with a smile on their face. And like I said, I'm not rich. I got three angels to buy. But I'm okay. Because I'm gonna get mine back, because mine's coming in from the big man, the blessing from him. And sometimes I know this is the time that a lot of people be sad and they go in depression. They get depressed and because they lonely. That give you something to do. Go down and volunteer at the shelter and feed the homeless. There's a lot that you could do to help. There's a time to give and there's a time to receive, because some of us, all we want to do is receive. We want to receive, but we don't want to give. Yes. So you got to think about it. I just want you to think about it. It may be helping a neighbor. It may be helping one of your neighbor's kids, somebody in the church. I just sometimes think about where I've been, where I came from, and where I am now. And that's why I don't mind about helping anybody. And I try to, at least 3 to 4 times out of the year, I try to help somebody. And I know sometimes people say, you can't help people. Yes, you can. You don't always have to give people money. That's the thing. You don't have to always give them money to help them. If they come and they need a bill paid, say they gotta pay their bill, pay the bill. You don't have to give them the money. And I know some of y'all may say, well, it's the same people always needed. Well, they may can't get out that hole. Sometimes people get in a hole, it's hard to get out of it. It takes them a long time. It may take them longer than it takes somebody else. It seems like sometimes you be climbing out that hole and almost to the top. And then once you get almost to the top, it seems like some pull you back down. It just, sometimes it just take you to get out of that hole. And once you get out, some people never go back. Some people keep thriving. They keep moving. They don't stop. So you need to think about it. I'm not saying for you to go out and just give all you got, you know, just go broke trying to help somebody. No, I'm not. Don't say Miss Penny wants you to go broke giving to somebody. No, I just want to see people give and help others. And you'll feel that warmness in your heart when you help somebody else. You'll feel that joy. And it's a happiness that you won't ever feel again until you help somebody else. It just brings so much happiness to you when you give and help people. And sometimes it's like, what the word I really want to say is, sometimes it makes you feel like that you conquered the world. And I know that sounds funny, but it's like you conquered something when you see that smile on somebody's face. I'll tell you what you do. Ride down the street and you see somebody that's in need, that's standing there begging for money, and you give them $2. They don't stop thanking you from the time they get their money to the time they walk away from your car. They are thanking you so much to get them $2. And there's not a lot you can buy with $2. But guess what? People like that, they know how to spend money. They know how to go check out how much is that hamburger at McDonald's, the dollar menu. I don't think they have the dollar menu anymore, but they know how, where the food is cheap at. If I get $4 or $5, I can go to Wendy's and get 4 for $4. But us, the ones that have money, we're not going to go to Wendy's to get 4 for $4. We're going to go to Applebee's somewhere and get a hamburger. But they know how to spend that little money. It may not be a lot to you, but it's a lot to them. Put a smile on somebody's face this year before 2024. Or you make plans for 2024 and say, I'm going to give back to my community. I'm going to give to the needy. I'm going to help somebody that's unfortunate than me. I'm going to do something good for somebody else. I'm going to watch somebody else smile after I help them. Don't miss out on a blessing because you're being selfish or because you don't want to help someone that don't have. And what warms my heart when I'm in the grocery store and I see somebody in the grocery store trying to count up money to pay for something that they don't have enough money to pay for. And I'm sitting here or standing there, in other words, standing there in line waiting to get my pay for my food or my grocery. And I can say, how much is they need? And they tell me, the cashier would tell me, and I said, let them have it. I'll pay the difference. I will pay the difference. And sometimes I don't always pay the difference. Sometimes I just pay the whole thing. And I don't always have it to give. I don't. But my heart tells me to give it. And then later on, a couple of days or maybe a week, I get that blessing. Somewhere extra come in. So sit back and think about it. Or sit back and say, I'm going to help someone this year. Before 2024 come in, I'm going to help somebody. There's just some little child out there right now hungry. It's some little child out there don't have lights. It's some little child out there need a new pair of shoes. It's some child out there that want to go to college and parents can't send them to college. And they making the grades. But they can't go farther because their parents don't have. And I'm going to tell you something. Y'all know I always have a story. Do you know that we don't have those I'm hungry commercials on TV anymore? Have y'all noticed that? We rarely see those commercials. We see the commercials about the pets being mistreated or sitting in the cold, but we do not see commercials in TV shows or anything talking about the hungry kids out here or the homeless kids. We don't see that no more because we're forgetting about them. We don't see people talking about helping people to go to college, how you could go to college, these different scholarships out here. We don't see that, but we see about these kids going to jail, these kids getting killed. We see that, we watch that, but we don't see the good things. We don't. Like I say, this your girl, Miss, let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We coming live from Studio W. Share these conversations with your family and friends. They may want to help somebody. And then they may listen to this conversation and they may be like, wow, I never thought of it like that. Maybe I should start helping someone else. But we can say, you get a gift, you get a gift. Everybody gonna get something. I'm gonna make somebody smile tomorrow. You can say that to yourself and go out and do it. Cause everybody don't have. And y'all may not think it, and y'all may not believe it, but COVID took a lot of business down. COVID took a lot of families down. A lot of people lost their jobs. Yes, you had some that didn't want to go back to work, but some of them lost their jobs. Some of them went from a 2-income down to a 1-income. And some of them have not recovered. What they lost was during COVID. They have not recovered and came back. So some people is out here struggling. And you don't even realize it. A pack of chicken wings went from $5 and $7 a family pack to 20-some dollars. The gas prices, yes, they're coming down a little bit, but they hadn't completely came down everywhere. So, think about it. There's some people out here that really need help. And you'll be surprised at the ones that need help, that they're not reaching out. Everybody's not going to tell you that, yes, I can't pay my light bill. Yes, I can't buy any food to put on my table. I can't pay my water bill. I can't buy my kids no brand new shoes. Everybody's not going to tell you. But if the ones that do tell you and let you know, then help them. Or you see places that is trying to help, then reach out and give a donation. Help them. And like I said, if you don't have the money, give them your time. Volunteer. You don't have to volunteer a whole full day. You could go and volunteer for 1 hour. So if you can help somebody. This is the time for giving and receiving. And 2024, we're going to give and receive, give more than we receive. This is the time to give and receive, but we're going to give more than we receive. A thank you is a good enough receiving for me. Or that smile. You don't even have to tell me thank you. If you just smile and I see that I've made your day, I brought happiness to your day. I brought joy in your heart. I'm okay. I am fine with that. I am good with that. Because I'm going to walk away with a smile on my face. Because everything, every time you give to somebody, you double your blessing. And there's a lot of people out here. A lot of them that need a helping hand. Like a lot of people give, you know, seem like to me during Thanksgiving, people raise the bar up a little higher when it comes to giving. They want to give turkeys. They want to give this, give that. All year round, people need those turkeys. They need those boxes of food. They need it all year round. So think about these two foundations that I told you about, the foundation and the scholarship. The Share Immersive Foundation at gmail.com. Contact Mayor Eddie Lowe. That's his first name. I'm sorry, listeners. Eddie Lowe. Contact him about the scholarship for kids to go to college. The ball is June of 2024. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. We have hot, sizzling conversation. If nobody told you today that they love you, remember Miss Penny loves everybody. And y'all stay blessed and keep giving.
Good show, Miss Penny. Another good one. Another really, really good one. I have to agree with you wholeheartedly. Give your time. And like you said, sometimes just a thank you or hello and put a smile on somebody's face. It makes me feel better, and I know it does you too. And hopefully our audience, and I'm sure they'll agree as well. So, but anyway, thanks a lot, Miss Penny. I'm looking forward to your next show. Now today is Wednesday, and you won't be back with us until Sunday, I believe.
Sunday, and I got a special guest Sunday.
Oh boy, can't wait, can't wait. And you, and I get calls all the time. You're gaining and listeners, every day. I mean, every week, every time you come on. Another one of my friends called me last night and says she was listening on your show. Listened to your show. And she's right there in Chester, Virginia. Her name is Doreen. And, Dr. Sims is out in Southern California. And she has her own show coming up tomorrow night, which is called, Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Okay, and that's coming on at 7 p.m. our time, 4 o'clock on the West Coast. And so she called, she said, yep, I would listen to Miss Penny too. And then there was another partner of mine that spent 35 years in the San Bernardino, California Sheriff's Department. He called, he was listening to you, and he was telling you, he said, wow, she's got a lot of information. I told you about him. And then another gentleman out there in Tampa, Florida, he called me. He was listening to you. So you have good conversations, sizzling conversations, and conversations that need to be talked about. So I want to thank you for that. Oh, well, thank you, Ms. Penny.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. And I tell you what, we're going to leave this on a cheerful note. While you were talking about giving, I came across this song by James Brown. It's called Give It Up or Turn It Loose.
All right.
Give it up.
Give it up, turn it loose.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Keep it locked right here on Studio W The Buzz. I'll be back a little later. Oh yeah, I've got something special for you tonight. WB 4.0, the Platinum Party Mix. Let's do it.